You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out,
George. 800-998-1003. If you'd like to get involved in a conversation, David Grubbs and I will talk specifics about that game last night. Pelicans and 76ers, Pels lose by one. Guess who they play next tomorrow night? Just take a wild guess. That's right. The Los Angeles Lakers, Texas A&M, and LSU tonight at the PMAC. They'll be getting it on. A little baseball, perhaps, hopefully, in the bayou. Joey, is it raining really bad over there? What's it like?
Fair to middling.
Okay. Tulane taking on Nichols. We're going to talk to Todd Graffanini, voice of the Green Wave, coming up at 1:45. Touch them all. Tim Grubbs is going to chat with us at 2:05. We always talk with him on Tuesday by Major League Baseball. And also he's doing the game for CST. So both of those guys will be doing that. Jason Munch is going to join us at 2:15. Guess who's getting the start for, the Memphis team in the AAF? Zach Mettenberger, former LSU quarterback, played with the Titans in the NFL. We'll talk a little bit about him with Jason and the team, as you know, head coached by Mike Singletary, or may not know. So we'll talk a little bit about what it's like and what the AAF has been like so far through 3 weeks of the season. So that's coming up. Your phone calls and more here as well. 800-998-1003. Terry, thanks for holding on during the break. What do you got for us, dude?
Gus, I got a couple of questions for you, bro. Mm-hmm. And I'll see if you can follow my logic. How much did AD pay the Pelicans to play for?
I'm sorry?
How much did AD pay the Pelicans?
Well, no, they paid him.
Okay, well, wait a minute. How much did Rich Paul pay AD to be his agent?
Okay. What's your point you're trying to make?
My point is, this thing is all messed up, bro. Mm-hmm. AD and most of the star players act as if they are paying us to grace them with their presence.
Mm.
And the agent is acting as if, look, you, even though you're paying me, they act as if the agent is paying them. This whole phenomenon of everybody, they're forgetting what's really going on. The only person last time I checked is paying is me. Because when I go to the stadium, ain't nothing that free.
No,
ain't nothing free.
Terry, you don't get a free soda, free beverage?
They say they will give me this gift card when I get my a season tickets. I get that, and I go through that in about, two sessions. You know what I'm saying? Like, once I go to the concession stand two times.
What about the wavy towel? What about the wavy towel?
You get my point? The point I'm making is this, bro. Y'all saying AD, look, I'm not trying to say anything bad about AD. I think AD is a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all pointing out LeBron James not running the court. I'm going to tell y'all straight up, being in the stands, being out there watching, this ain't something that's been going on with Anthony Davis. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Mm-hmm. I used to say a lot of times that we walked on eggshells to try to appease the superstars.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We didn't really want to say nothing, but I was sitting there saying, man, AD didn't even come across half court. He didn't come across half court. And everybody looking at me like, man, AD ain't running the court, bro. And I'm telling y'all that because I'm sitting there, I'm watching it. I'm like, dude, but I ain't going to say nothing because, you know, we're going to try to walk on these eggshells to keep this happy marriage together.
The point
is this here, bro. We cannot be the Lakers. We cannot be Golden State. But I'll be damned if we can't be Dallas. I'll be damned if we can't be Portland. I'll be damned if we can't be we don't have to have a superstar. We can't be Denver. We can be a team like that. New Orleans can be a team like that. No, we can't be L.A. We cannot be people forget Detroit won championships yet. I'm just saying, people forget that Detroit. San Antonio is who San Antonio is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be damned if you tell me, Colin Cowherd, that New Orleans can't at least be Dallas. They can't be Houston. We can't be a franchise maybe like L.A. We maybe not can be a franchise like a Golden State. And Golden State ain't always been Golden State. I've been watching basketball a long time, but I don't want to get into all that. My point is this here, bro. Our franchise, our organization, our a metropolitan area, whatever, geographical, whatever the case may be. We have got to stop walking on eggshells, because I guarantee you, if AD would have been doing what he, and he'd been doing it, all of them been doing it, from Eric Gordon to Tyreek Evans, a lot of them been doing it for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have been called out earlier, not by Elvin Gentry in the past, also by Monty Williams, and every freaking body else who was afraid to challenge these players when they didn't play hard. My only question now is, the guys that playing hard right now, my question is, what y'all going to do when y'all don't have to because y'all got that guarantee? What y'all going to do when y'all feel like y'all spot is secure? That's the only question I have. We right. have to get a coach in here that's going to a hole from the top to the bottom, and I understand the top going to get a little bit more leeway, but I understand we have to get a coach or an organization in here and say, this is the way we going to play. Look at the way that the Clippers are playing. Montrezl Harrell is a beast. He is a dog. He is playing hard, right? We can get players who want to, who feel as though, man, I'm just happy that I won't be in the NBA. I won't be in the NBA, and I won't stay in the NBA as long as I possibly can. We have got to stop trying to look for the mega, mega, mega superstars, because honestly and truthfully, it's been proven over and over again from Kawhi Leonard leaving San Antonio
right.
and all the rest of it, and Kevin Durant leaving OKC, that maybe we have got to shift the dramatics from going for great superstars and build a team like Denver. You know what I mean? Build a team that of players, that great players, good players, multitude of good players. Look at Brooklyn Nets. Build a team like that, and our geographic area will support that. What we cannot support, me, is when I look out there on the court and I'm saying to myself, man, they're not playing hard. Mm-hmm. They're not running the court. And I don't want to say nothing because I'm like, we're afraid they're going to leave. And he acts as if I'm not being mad at him. I've been the way he was going to leave. That's besides the point. I'm not mad. I'm just saying that we pay him. He paid an agent. The agent don't pay him, and he don't pay us. So play hard. Tell your agent, man, you work for me. Now, if you won't go to L.A., but don't have whatever wagging the tail or whatever the case may be, understand mm-hmm. who is in charge here. Understand that your agent's supposed to be doing what you want to do. And any agent's not worth his salt when they tell you, he can't dramatically show you that this is how you can make more money by going to L.A. If you can't prove that to him, that he's going to make more money by going to L.A. or more money by going to New York or whatever, if the agent cannot show him how he's going to make more money, not less money, by going to these places, then his agent is not knowing his job, because his agent's job is to make him as much money in this game, I'm sorry, as he possibly can. And to walk away from $300 million, I feel as though anybody could have made you walk away from $300 million. You understand what I'm saying? You have to find out who's going to make you $400 million. What agent is going to make you walk away from $300 to make you $400?
Well, Shaq's gone on record, Terry, and thanks for the phone call about specifically that. He's like, I'm not walking away from that. He actually said, you have the power. To your point, you said, you know, you have the power. You're the one that's making $300 million. He would have been the first one to do it, ever. Not LeBron, him, AD. And that his job was to recruit people to come play with him. You know, again, it's one of those things where I don't know if it's fatigue with what's going on with them or not, but again, it's incredible because you heard Terry just now talk about specifically playing hard. Here's Drew Holiday yesterday on the energy level and Drew seeing with the team. Did he think this team played hard towards the end?
Stay consistent, played hard. Momentum was on our side. Once we started coming back, the crowd got into it, and from there, I think our energy just kind of took that forward. So it started off with the second unit, though, them playing hard, knowing that just to give ourselves a chance to be able to play hard. Check running the lane. Frank running the lane. So they did a great job.
Mason Ginsburg tweeted, and he works for Bourbon Street Shots. Anthony Davis checked out of the game with 5:11 remaining in the third quarter, Pelicans losing by 15. In the final 17 or so minutes, the Pelicans outscored the 76ers 41-27, coming up short on a one-point loss. You know, Jennifer Hale, sideline reporter, Fox Sports New Orleans, also saying, hey, look, the energy level and this team locks in after AD has a seat. Drew was kind of asked a little bit, you know, what's up with the energy level once AD leaves?
Just think it was one game, really. Indiana game when Anthony was in there, we're at 20 and pushing the pace and doing what he does. But honestly, man, I just think we play hard. A lot of times we got ourselves at a deficit, but I think staying consistent with our energy has definitely helped us. And again, something that we can learn from.
If I look back at this season, as to the reasons why, and again, I'm just trying to understand it. I've yet to hear that question be asked or AD even say what moment, what game, was it a series loss, was it a losing streak? What was it, a game in particular in which he got home that night and said, I'm out. Get me out of here. I can't win here. Because I think this was done before the season started, which is why I have the problem with it. You're keeping guys or not helping guys, and you get to a postseason. You don't know what happens. A team you face could suffer an injury to a star player or two. You might be able to sneak it out. You don't know. But I've said this before. It's almost like nothing would have changed the mind this year. But this team had talent. He's been surrounded this season by more people that average double figures on the offensive end. The defensive thing has been an effort and energy issue. My next guest, David Grubb, out of the break, he'll tell you. We've had discussions on the show. AD, not getting a rebound until the second half at Miami. Giving up 18 first quarter points to Joel Embiid. I mean, when you look at this season, it's never been about does he have enough talent and issues on air. It's about the effort and energy. And why maybe there was a disconnect in there. And absolutely, they can tell me it didn't. It affected that locker room. David Grubb's up next. Crescent City Sports. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It's a brand new year at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Hurry in for a great deal on Ram at Ram Truck Month. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Keep your tax refund in your pocket and get a new home. Zero down programs are available at Homa's Clayton Homes. Any income is income. SSI, disability, child support, we take it all. Visit Homa's Clayton Homes on Highway 311 or check them out on Facebook. And remember, when you call 985-872-2850, if that old trailer house has got to go, that's Homa's Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Homa.
Megan here with Vision Communications. Have you checked out Vision's Lightwave TV yet? With Lightwave TV, you get a more modern interactive program guide, better search features, true multi-room DVR, access to new channels, and so much more. Upgrade to Lightwave TV today and pay only $65 a month. That's only $65 a month and includes two set-top boxes and DVR service. Call today for offer details and to learn more about Lightwave TV. A better way to watch. From Vision Communications, bringing you a better vision.
Have you been suffering with neck or low back pain? Disc of Louisiana offers the most precise techniques and least invasive surgical procedures to give you your life back. Wake up with only a Band-Aid after surgery. Disc of Louisiana, now accepting appointments in Houma, Metairie, and around the North Shore. Visit GoSpine.com. That's GEAUXspine.com to make an appointment today.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing, Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hit now, hit now.
It's a local song, huh?
Yeah, the Dixie Cups.
No kidding. 800-998-1003. Every Tuesday, local music, local artists, or just songs that have New Orleans or Louisiana in it. Exactly. All of that. Anthony Davidson watching the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, especially in the fourth. You know, I've never, you know, been a guy who sat in the fourth quarter, you know, and so it's a little tough, but I sit on the bench and cheer for these guys, and, you know, they did a good job tonight.
David Grubb, CrescentCitySports.com, covers the Tigers and, of course, your New Orleans Pelicans. David, how are you this afternoon, man?
I'm doing very well, sir.
Dude, what's crazy is, and we'll end with a little Tiger talk, if you don't mind, as well as the take on Texas A&M this afternoon. And you were in the house Saturday with that Tennessee game. But, you know, I'm watching that game last night, and look, we've had Terry was on for like 7 minutes, a caller just now. Effort. You hear that word a lot. And I've always said this, too, and the national guys just don't get it. Local fans will support whatever product or team out there. They at least see effort and teams and guys that are trying. I'm watching that game last night, man. I thoroughly enjoyed it, honestly. I did. Watching that game at the end, that so many opportunities to win that game. And it's like I sit there and part of me wants to yell at the team. That's right. You know, it's like he could have won with this team. And I think that's the thing that just like looms over me. You know, it's like, why? I still want to know why, David. Has anyone ever asked him what day was it? What was it an instance? Was it the 6-game losing streak this year? What was it or the day that he decided I can't win?
He's never going to say, you know, maybe after his career is over, but you see guys now still, you know, they'll occasionally say things like, well, ownership just wasn't committed to winning, but they won't get specific. You'll ask what those things were. And you just will never get a specific thing, because I think part of it is they don't want to tear down some of their players. There are very few guys, you know, you had Kobe Bryant when he was openly questioning some of his teammates and calling them out by name, but that's not really a common occurrence. So I think, and with Anthony Davis' personality, I don't think he will ever say publicly when or why this decision was made. My belief is that this decision, there were bits that were being laid before this season, and I think what happened with Clutch sped those, you know, accelerated that timetable. And then, of course, you can't help but be influenced to think that when you make the demand, when you make it, that you are trying to steer the process for one reason, and you wanted to go to Los Angeles. And if you had just said that from the beginning, if Anthony had just said, I want to be a Laker, man, that's what I want to be. Send me there. And, I mean, we've heard that from other players before. We've seen it in other sports. I don't want to play for this team. I want to play for that team. And, okay, we could all have dealt with that. Mm-hmm. But this game of trying to be liked and play it both ways and say, I want you to love me on the court and understand what I'm doing off of it. Well, you know, we're not going to separate the two because they affect the franchise, and that's what the city has to support. We will support Anthony Davis as long as he's a part of it, but clearly his commitment to the franchise ended long before that statement got public.
Thank you, because that's the only thing that makes sense. You know what I'm getting at? It's sort of like we all know whether it's a working relationship, a personal relationship, David. We've been in instances where we see the trend going the other way, right? I mean, it's falling apart. We know at any minute the talk is coming. We know that. We can feel that. And I think that's the thing I'm having trouble understanding, because I've actually defended him back in the day earlier in this year. I'm like, look, he's fine. He can win here. He can do all those things. But what we saw in other instances, David, where we saw players use their position of power, which he does have, to say, you know, lack of confidence on the coach, lack of, you know, maybe not having the right. LeBron's done it before. He's switched out starting lineups. He's gotten rid of a coach when they were in first place in the East. I mean, they've done that, and he wouldn't have to do it himself. His people could have done it, and you could have done that. So I think that's why I'm with you in agreeance that this was done before the season started, because that's what bothers me from this aspect. To see how Drew plays hard, to see how these other young guys getting a chance to do it. Cam Reynolds played at Tulane. He tweeted this morning that the T-Wolves picked him up from the G League. He's like, I can finally say I'm an NBA player. There are guys that are just, they're happy and proud to be able to put that uniform on, and you're sort of torpedoed their season. You've not helped their chance to get to the postseason, which not everybody gets to get to, including him. And I just, it doesn't make any sense from that perspective, which is why I agree with you. I think this was done before.
Yeah, I mean, you literally have sabotaged two seasons, because this season was done, long before the announcement. Mm-hmm. I was critiquing Anthony Davis's play, and people were saying, how could you blame him for the slow start? How could you blame him? Look at his numbers. Look at the numbers. But those don't tell the entire story. If you watch those games closely, you can see those periods of time. When he was coasting, when there wasn't the same effort on defense, when there wasn't the same intensity around the basket, he just wasn't getting to the rim. And those were things that were different than in days past. And I think you look at that comparison right now with this team that we're always going to be connected to, the Los Angeles Lakers. What are people pointing out about LeBron James? Yeah. He's putting up triple doubles, and they're showing his defensive lapses.
It's incredible.
And just standing around watching his teammates and then pointing at them and saying, what are you guys doing? And that's largely what happened in New Orleans this year. You could watch Drew Holiday for 40 minutes every night and attack defensively. Anthony Davis was racking up block shots, but a lot of those were coming as help and on the outside just because of his athleticism. He is not a rim protector like a Rudy Gobert, where people are not going to go inside. People still scored 50 points a night against the Pelicans in the paint.
Right. You know, it's incredible, because I look at the game yesterday, and one of the players that has really I saw Jeffrey Hill tweet it yesterday, too, a stat about David. Shaq Diallo, here's a guy that's really getting the best out of getting these extra minutes. I mean, he had a tremendous poster of a shot block on Brandon Ingram in the Laker game, and then yesterday he continues to play really well. I think it's a nice highlight this season to sort of see that.
What you see out of Chet is that confidence. And he's a young man who has so much energy, and he's almost like a puppy. You know, he's ready to go, but he needs to be shown, okay, we don't do this, and this is what we do. And he's just really excited. He wants to do everything. And when he is under control and that energy is all focused on the task at hand, he can be a really important contributor to this team. I mean, he's not going to go 8 for 8 every night. He's not going to, grab double doubles in less than 18 points and 10 boards in 19 minutes. He's not going to do that every night. But he can give you that effort for 15 minutes. If he can just swat a shot or deter a guy or get a loose ball, those hustle plays build up, you know, over the course of a game. And that's why when you look at him paired along with the Kenrich Williams, who also brings an intensity to the game that you weren't seeing on the wing, those two guys together, when they play off of each other and just are understand their roles and they're not forcing offensively, they're just getting after it, then we've seen the impact that they've had.
Yeah, you know, I'm watching that game last night and had so many opportunities to get in. It's one of those nights where Philly's shots weren't going in. I know Jimmy Butler made some kind of key clutch shots, but man, with almost a full two to play, they had opportunities to either tie it, take the lead, each one more at the end with the three with some time left. But I guess we even had a call already. David say, this is perfect. It's exactly what I want. I want a close game. I want to feel like we won. Oh, but we lost. You know, it's like they're happy with it.
Yeah, there's no disappointment now because you don't have the expectation of this singular player lifting you to this height. Mm-hmm. You know you're trying to see what are these guys made of? What are they fighting for? And it's your job, and we understand this is a business, but what are you playing for out on that court? And we're seeing that this group of players, like I said, I put the statistic out today, the Pelicans since Anthony came back from his finger injury, the Pelicans are 1-3 when he plays more than 20 minutes. They are 2-1 when he plays less than 20 minutes. That means that these guys are getting, they're learning the game of basketball together. They're gaining confidence because they're getting minutes. And that distraction of, is Anthony going to be in the right place? Is he going to float this play? Is he going to go to the rim this play? Is he going to defend this play? Mentally, you don't have to think about that at all. And you just get to play basketball while you're on the court. But whenever he steps on the floor, whether those players are going to say it or not, you're trying to figure out how that time is going to go.
It's interesting you say that, because I'm with you. I do think there's instances you can look at it. I mean, you can sort of see, look, your eyeballs sometimes don't lie to you. And this team shows effort and energy, which is why, David, you and I have talked about this before. It annoys me when national guys go, they are sitting AD to tank and to lose. I'm like, you haven't watched the game. You have, when you make that statement, you have not watched this team play. Cause it's the direct opposite. What is it? They're 2-1, when he hasn't played, and they actually don't have that many wins when he's actually played some minutes.
Yeah. 1-3 when he plays more than 20 minutes.
There you go.
1-3. And, you know, you look at it, look at the game against the Lakers. In the fourth quarter, Anthony Davis takes, the second half, he and LeBron are not taking shots because Anthony didn't play in the fourth. They're both not taking shots. They're both very passive. The impact wasn't there. But those guys are out there fighting. And like he says, well, I'm not used to being on the not being on the floor in the fourth quarter. Well, you put yourself there. You put yourself there through this situation. The Pelicans have an obligation to put these guys who they're trying to figure out, are they part of the long-term plans of this team? Are they going? What do you have to do to supplement them to get them better? You got to put them in uncomfortable situations. And the fourth quarter is an uncomfortable situation for guys who have not had a lot of minutes. Mm-hmm. And they're proving that they're able to execute. And what did we see all season long up to this point? A failure to execute in the fourth quarter. Like you said, I'd rather be in position to win the game on a final shot, knowing that my team held the opponent to 4-for-16 shooting in the fourth quarter.
Thank you.
You know, yeah. Shooting 25% in the fourth quarter. 18 points in the fourth quarter after you were giving up 32 a quarter over the first three. That's what I want to see. I want to see them pull it together and do what they needed to do. And they weren't taking bad shots. They were doing their best to get inside. And they know that they're less talented than the opponent that they're facing. But they competed at a higher level than I thought on the night than Philly. You're not going to miss 20 layups on a regular basis. They did that last night. You're not going to shoot as poorly from three as they did last night. But if you compete at that level and some of those shots go in, they win the ballgame.
Mm-hmm. David, when you take a look at what took place last night in Memphis, I mean, I'm trying to think of instances where SportsCenter literally spot shadowed and drew circles around LeBron and did low lights, like not highlights, low lights of him on there. And then post game, he has comments. Like, I mean, tomorrow it's Lakers and Pels, dude. I mean, this is going to be a joke almost tomorrow, isn't it?
It's a reality show now. It's a reality show. You look at the history now between these two franchises, and we take it all the way back to the playoffs. When the Pelicans, the last playoff series before the Pelicans faced the Warriors, is losing to the Lakers in six games, and that's essentially the breakup of the Chris Paul era.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get Chris, the first trade is to the Lakers, and there's a false start there, so there's now resentment between both sides on that. And now you have this drama with Anthony Davis. This is, who would have thought that the Pelicans would now be fraught as maybe public enemy number one in Los Angeles. I never would have put it that way. You think maybe Atlanta or Dallas or Houston?
Mm-hmm.
And we're fighting with the Lakers. The Lakers. That I love.
Look, tomorrow is not a back-to-back. So I'm assuming he's playing tomorrow. I mean, it's not a back-to-back. He didn't play against the Lakers here at home because it was a back-to-back. So let's see how this goes. It'll be very interesting. Let's close out with Texas A&M and LSU. Look, a huge win. Obviously, the Yahoo Sports story about Will Wade's subpoena and all that maybe took a little luster off of it on Monday that we kind of talked about it. But I'm interested in tonight's game as to how this Tiger team responds because of such a big win. You win out, SEC's share of a title at the very least is yours. So how do you respond here is, I guess, my number one storyline. And do we see Tremont Waters, since there's conspiracy theorists that there's something wrong with him and we'll wait?
Well, I think we should wait to see and find out. They haven't gotten any indication from LSU basketball that Tremont is not going to play tonight. We haven't seen anything to that effect. So I'm going to assume that he is going to play. And if that's the case, the two things you want to see is, how does he get himself right back into the game? If he was ill and if he's recovering from that, does he have the energy to help his team get off to a good start? And that's been the most important thing for LSU. They jumped out and were even with Tennessee early. They didn't allow Tennessee to get a lead. And with Tremont on the floor, if he's not up to his best, if his reactions are a little off, if he can't make that pass, then we want to see that. And the second part is Naz Reid. Man, that's what I really want to see. His last four or five games have not been up to his best play. He rebounded the ball really well game against Florida. But since then, it's not been much production, you know, in the three games prior to that. And then, of course, against Tennessee to give you 1 point and get into foul trouble way too early. So, I mean, if they can win against a team like Tennessee and then come with those two problems and then come back emotionally and get those other distractions out of their head and understand you have to, these four games are not going to be easy, particularly going to Florida. I really worry about that game. It's not a given that they're going to get that number one seed in the SEC, and you need that because you don't want to have to play Kentucky and Tennessee again.
David Grubb, as always, man, appreciate your time. It's always fun. You're a great follow at DM Grubb over on Twitter, and of course, CrescentCitySports.com, great website. Tons of local, more importantly, it's a place for David Grubb to do here. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate your time. You need to come down here one day and join us, man.
Yeah, we're going to schedule that real soon. So, for sure, man.
It's fun because think of this. Instead of just a segment and a half, you can talk as long as you want, man. I won't kick you out.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I feel right at home, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Thank you, David. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, man. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Here it is. Out of the break, what do I have to talk to you about? Well, let's see. The competition committee is talking.
Uh-huh.
Guess what they had to say about NFL replay. I'll tell you about it coming up next. Everyone's meeting because the combine's this week. The latest from Indianapolis. The NFL competition committee spending the last 2 days discussing the present and future of replay review. What did they come up with? You're not going to be shocked. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
It takes special skills to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. Let's listen in as he senses an old, inefficient system's imminent demise.
So costly. Tormented by an ongoing battle over the thermostat. Its days are numbered.
You got all that by waving your hand in the air in our living room?
Get to know your local Daikin Comfort Pro.
Car Rescue Wayne's Air and Heat. Rescuing you from the heat and cold and saving you from high prices. Call 985-532-6640.
New Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
To the trail. Okafor, who hammers a right-hand dunk and draws a foul on the play.
Picks it up, shoots for three.
Good, good, good. Drew Holiday.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join Daniel Salerson and me as the Pelicans take on the Los Angeles Lakers Wednesday at 9:30
on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I'm telling you, Joey, the second I just hear that da-na-na-na-na-na, my smile comes across my face. Fortunately, Mother Nature and the weather may not cooperate for the next big couple parades, but you know what? We'll still find a way to have a good time and have fun. Ugh. I love you some Mardi Gras. I really do. I really honestly do. 800-998-1003 coming up in 5 minutes. We'll talk with Todd Graffanini, voice of the Tulane Green Wave. He's going to be heading down in a little bit to hopefully we'll see Nichols and Tulane play a little baseball. Both teams doing very well to start off the season. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And then Tim Grubbs, 205 every Tuesday. We talk to Touch Them All, Timmy Grubbs. And we talk Major League Baseball storylines, so we'll get the latest on him. And then Jason Muntz, 215, covers the Memphis AAF team. And Zach Mettenberger, former LSU Tiger, he will be the starting quarterback this week. He's been named the starter from head coach Mike Singletary. Had a chance to sit down with him yesterday, so we'll ask Jason what Zach had to say, what coach Mike Singletary had to say, and maybe why the folks around here will pay attention to that game when Memphis plays this weekend. All right, so over in Indianapolis, the Combine is going on. Yes, the good old Combine. And the competition committee, yes, we know head coach Sean Payton is on there. Replay.
You're meeting discussed in Jupiter, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the video.
No, it's not on Jupiter. Well,
okay.
Yeah, maybe they want to go back and forth and look at that video. For the most part, the conversations here at the Scouting Combine have rehashed previously rejected ideas. Committee Chairman Rich McKay joked that the topic has come up every year since like 1986. Let's just yuck it up.
And
Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones said there aren't many new ideas to consider. Quote, we've had these conversations. And you start rehashing them and you go, oh my gosh, we've had this conversation again and again and again and again. Well, you know what, Steven? Maybe it's because they want to change it. Sorry. This was the guy. You remember that this was Steven Jones of the Cowboys, him and John Elway. These are guys that, you know, they're the world is flat, why sail?
Correct.
Remember?
Yeah.
You're going to open a Pandora's box. We can't have this. It's going to change the complexity of the game, the integrity. Meanwhile, the AAF, Joey, you saw that opening week. They have a sky judge.
Mm-hmm.
It's working, like right now. We can see it on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday games. It's working. It's good. Not a single column or reporter has written how the football game has gone wayside because of a sky. Nobody
mm-hmm.
has looked at that. Anyway, so this is what they're thinking. Yeah, I'm just being honest, okay, because it's about the Saints, right? I mean, it is. It is. So that's what it is. So Mr. Stephen Jones, he goes, look, we understand, AC says, quote, mistakes are part of the fabric of the game. Notably, no one involved in the decision, including Commissioner Roger Goodell and members of the competition committee, have expressed public support for expanding replay or adding an official. He says, quote, over the course of time, everybody gets affected by a call, by a player making a mistake, by a coach making a bad decision. Those things happen.
Name me four.
I love this guy's logic. Well, you know what? People are going to make a mistake, so just let them make a mistake. Sir, you have the technology to fix it. Nah. So we want people to make mistakes. We're human.
That's what Oswald said. Who's the mistake?
Oh. McKay said, Rich McKay, the chairman, he expects several teams to propose, quote, significant changes to replay, but... Yeah, you think Sean is, but he did indicate that the committee's discussions will center more on tweaks that could give the system more capacity to correct obvious mistakes.
Tweaks. What needs
tweaks
to be tweaked? Never mind.
Yeah. Remember, they have to reach a consensus, and they won't. Actually, he says he doesn't think the committee will reach a consensus until the March 24th, 27 owners meeting. Again, remember, the NFL is incredibly much too important. Okay. I mean, while the AAF has never played a down before, they already had that rule. I mean, like, they changed it, right? I mean, they put the sky judge in after the NFC Championship game before their first game. Hey, that's awesome. They got it. Boom, it's done. The NFL, it's like local government, Joey. You got to have a meeting. Then you got to hire a committee.
Then there's appeals.
And then that committee has to study that proposal with money, of course. And then after that committee, then it needs to be put to a vote. And while you have a public hearing, like they did recently here last week about some plants that I saw, and everyone's like chanting, nope, it still gets passed unanimously against the people. So that's what needs to happen. Seriously, last week I happened to tune into a newscast, and there's something that's getting built in the East that like the entire place is packed with people saying, don't do it. And the city council unanimously votes for it.
Constituents? We don't need no stinking constituents.
Exactly right. Yeah. Why bother to show up? Yeah, we hear you. That's great. We're all going to vote. Awesome. We're out of here. We'll meet you at Ruth's Chris. It's a joke. I mean, I really. Anyway, yeah. Back to football. Apparently, they need to meet about it some more. And so basically, they came up with nothing. I guess I just wasted 4 minutes of your time telling you. They talked about it. Stephen Jones wants nothing to do with it, and we'll just discuss it later.
No, I wasted 4 years of college getting a degree when I should have got a degree in studying.
I'm taking a break. We come back, we'll talk some baseball. I mean, seriously, the NFL is getting to a point where it's just a joke. It is. One more time. Now give it to me. Aha. Todd Graffanini up next. Nichols, Tulane, supposed to play on the diamond, weather permitting. Let's talk a little preview about that when we come back. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive Smart Flex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Oh, Joey, that's perfect. You didn't even know I was going to lead with this. CBSSports.com, ain't that a shame? Headline. Number one headline on the right. Fan calls out LeBron after late night with 2 Chainz. The next headline. Anthony Davis benched for entire fourth quarter. Two of the top three headlines. Poor LeBron out late. Fans calling him out. And AD benched for the fourth. Ain't that a shame? Todd Graffanini, voice of the Tulane Green Wave. That you're not on there. You're not at least on the, and the NFL hesitant to expand replay. So at least you're on the positive section of the headlines, not on the front page. What's up, Todd?
What's up, D?
Goosey. Get ready. Get on the bus, man.
All right, let's get to it, dude. 6-2, 6-1, the meeting between the Cardinals and the Wave. They didn't meet last year. And, you know, going into this, I guess when you look at it, do I start with your all's pitching? Do I start with the start because of hitting? What's been more impressive to you, Todd?
It's been the hitting. There's no question about it. The 341 as a team, which right now, and again, it's a bit of a small sample size. I mean, we're 8 games in, but still, it's not 3 or 4. 7th in the nation. That's pretty good. So, we're swinging it really, really well. We out hit Ole Miss 40-29 over the weekend. Double digit hits in all the games, including 17 in that Saturday 13-12 win. Guys are just swinging it really, really well, and it's up and down the lineup. So hopefully that continues. Again, it's a bit unrealistic for it to continue like that. I mean, you've got three guys hitting over 400 right now. So, but you got to like the way we're starting to, you know, start of the year swinging the bats. Pitching has shown flashes at times. Still needs to be a little more consistent throwing strikes. What I have been impressed with is that our opponent's batting average is in the low 200s. So, we're not giving up as many hits as we have in the past, which is obviously very good. The walks are down a little bit. The strikeouts are up a little bit from a year ago. So again, it's a small sample size, but I think people would have taken 6-2 out of the gate, considering the teams we played and what happened over the weekend. So it's a good start to the season. It is. It's encouraging. And now we go on the road for 4 in a row. So now we're going to see, you know, what the Wave can do away from the friendly confines.
Mike Bianco, the head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels, said Sunday after the game that Tulane was legit, and you guys out-hit Ole Miss over the weekend, and it left an impression on him for him to say that.
Yeah, no, I mean, we out-hit them 12-6 in the first game, 17-10 in the second game, and then on Sunday, we still out-hit them, but, you know, kudos to their pitchers. They retired the last 8 in a row, and, you know, they came back from 3-2 late. They got 2 in the 7th and 2 in the 8th, and were able to win. Look, that was a good team we played over the weekend. They're 10th ranked in the country for a reason. But I will say this, and I'm not, you know, Mr. Johnny Homer here. I think I know baseball a little bit, especially college baseball. The only difference I saw between Tulane and Ole Miss over the weekend was basically bullpen. Ole Miss has more bullpen depth at this point in the season than Tulane does. And that's really the difference that I saw. Our lineup stacked up against their lineup in every which way, including average and power. So, again, it's an encouraging start, Gus. But that's why tonight, in my mind, is just as important as those 8 games we just played and the 3 games we played over the weekend, because you're going on the road against a team that's playing a very good baseball right now in Nichols. A team that historically has been very good in their ballpark, and we just don't know what these guys are going to do away from home. So tonight, in my mind, is extremely important for Tulane.
I think this pitching matchup is going to be interesting. Again, this game will be televised on CST if you guys want to see it. 6-1 of the Cardinals. They won 6 straight. Again, 6-2. Tulane, Parker White for them, Todd. 10 innings on the mound. A .90 ERA, 10 strikeouts, and you guys got somebody going to the mound that's had a pretty good start as well.
Yeah, Josh Bates, who threw outstanding against Lamar last Tuesday night. I watched every pitch from my hotel room in Memphis, and he gave up a hit in the first inning, and that was it. And he went 7 complete. He had everything working. When Bates throws the ball over the plate, he's got outstanding stuff, low 90s, outstanding breaking ball, good changeup. He just got to throw the ball over. And then, again, that's why tonight I think is going to be important for him, because – he's not in his comfort zone, which means here uptown. So what he can do on the road is going to be a big key, because, look, Bates is the midweek starter right now, and that's subject to change. But if he gets it done each and every week, be it a Tuesday or a Wednesday, that is going to be a big lift for this team, because Bates can do it. He's just got to figure it out. You know, he had some issues last year with mechanics and control, and it got him into trouble. But he definitely has the ability and the stuff.
You and I talked a little bit at the beginning of the season, and Coach, when he joined us, he said Sundays would be important. And you kind of just referenced it a little bit here. when it comes to schools other than LSU, I mean this sincerely in a good way, right? But you have to win midweek games, right? I mean, because the conference in the AAC is pretty good, but you have to win midweek games. These midweek games against other in-state opponents, they're pretty darn good as well, and they're just as important to me now as weekends before you get to conference play.
The best teams Tulane has ever had, and if you look historically, has won the majority, if not all, of the midweek games. Those games, to me, get you over the hump when you're talking about getting into regionals sometimes, especially when everybody else in the state is pretty good. So, because it doesn't hurt you as far as RPI-wise. So, yeah, I agree 100%. There are other schools that might think that midweek games don't mean a whole lot. And, you know, that's the way they approach it. But that's not the case here. And I would I venture a guess that Nichols is taking this game just as seriously as Tulane is. So, yeah, man, it's if you can build up victories in the midweek, that just adds to the tally as the year goes on and on and on. So
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it's extremely important.
Todd, it's good that already early part of this season you already started seeing UNO with their start here as well. You know, SLU at some point is going to turn that around and start getting some wins, and you're just seeing it around the state, man. It looks like this is going to be a season where Louisiana is going to have a handful of teams in the postseason play.
Well, I hope so. That's a good thing. That really is a good thing, especially when everybody's playing each other every week. So it leads to competitive baseball, it leads to excitement and energy in both dugouts and fan bases. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
All right, as we let you go, my friend, safe travels back down over to Thibodeau, and also just be ready. I'm looking forward to your commentary. 9:30 tip time tomorrow night, Pelicans at the Lakers.
Oh, really?
9:30.
Man, well, I'll be in Tulsa tomorrow night, Gus, so I guess I'll have to stay up late
what,
and watch
what else?
The fiasco.
What else are you going to watch? I mean,
it's nothing. I'll be doing absolutely nothing.
There you go. I look forward to
it. Yeah, not that Mardi Gras parades are rolling or anything like that. I don't know anything about Mardi Gras. I haven't seen it in 3 years, so yeah. I don't even know what that is.
That's a shame. Poor Todd, gone for the next 5 days. Thank you, bud. Appreciate the time. Have a safe trip and enjoy the game. I think it's going to be a good one, man. I think it's going to be a good one.
All right.
Tulane Nichols, 6 p.m. over on CST if you want to check it out. We come up in hour number two. Tim Groves will talk some Major League Baseball. Jason Munch, 215. Zach Mettenberger is going to get a start this weekend in the AAF for the Memphis football team over there. We'll chat with him and take more of your phone calls. It's the Sports Hangover, hour three ahead on ESPN New Orleans.
You came there with my best friend Jim, and here I am trying to steal you away from me.